Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I'm joined by Kate Constable and Matt Horner, and we have a Monday Night Football odds boost for all of you today. Two games tonight, but this one is on Jordan Love to have over 249.5 passing yards and over 19.5 rushing yards, boosted to plus 850 at Caesars. What do we think of this odds boost?
I like this odds boost. I like the passing part of this odds boost. Jordan Love has gone over this number in 4 of his last 5 games. The only game he didn't was against the Rams back in early November. And I mean, when I say gone over this number, like he's gone well over this number. 267, 268 in his last 2, 322, almost 300 against Pittsburgh. It's the rushing part of this that concerns me a little bit because Love is not a big scrambling mobile quarterback. He likes to kind of sit in the pocket, so not a ton of rushing attempts per game over his last couple, and the Giants actually give up the fewest rushing attempts to opposing quarterbacks. So this is the part of this parlay which is why it is boosted to plus 850, but you know, maybe he gets a scramble or two against a bad Giants defense and you're able to hit this, but that's the part of this that I'm a little skeptical on. But again, plus 850, sprinkle a little beer money on this, Matt, and see what happens.
Exactly. You couldn't have I couldn't say it any better myself than exactly how you explained it. Yeah, Love has been dominating. Honestly, it's really sad to see as a Chicago Bears fan that the Packers seem to be developing a quarterback again, and we can't. Well, you know, Fields has been playing well recently, but
I was gonna say the Bears are kind of hot right now.
We might be back, well, Matt. We might be
Cleveland's,
back.
Cleveland's defense at home next week. I don't know how well that's going to be. But anyway, Jordan Love, yeah, I think he can get over this passing prop. Again, we're just talking about his rushing yards. That is questionable to happen, but that's why you're getting this massive 8-1, 850-1, or 8-1 odds, plus 850. There we go. Yeah. Now I'm saying it correctly. Yeah, 850-1. Yeah, I'd definitely take that all day.
That would be
incredible. Oh, God. Yeah, just sprinkle it. Just sprinkle it a little bit. We'll put someone there, and I think we have a good chance.
Yeah, put it in a parlay. That's 850-1. You could win.
Yeah, there you go.
Why not? Plus 850. Yeah, exactly. Be better than that. Rooting for Jordan Love, that in that case. Plus 850 at Caesars. Yeah. Get in on that and get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets on your first wager at BetMGM by entering code Lucy1000 when you sign up for a new BetMGM account now. And head to BetQL.com, get your free 3-day trial today, and check out our exclusive sportsbook offers there as well. And of course, follow us on X at @sharp_side_ at Kate Constable and at Lucille Burge. Favorite bets for tonight, I am going to the Dolphins-Titans game, and I am taking the Dolphins -14 against the Titans, because the Dolphins have covered the spread in their last two games. The Titans have failed to cover 4 of their last 5. I know it's Will Levis, and I hate rooting against him, but I cannot see the Titans really doing a ton against the Dolphins, who are iffy, but they have covered multiple double-digit spreads already this season. They're 8-4 against the spread. Titans are 5-7. The Dolphins are averaging 32 points scored per game. The Titans are averaging far fewer at 17 points scored per game. So I see the Dolphins beating the Titans by at least 2 touchdowns here, -14.
That's probably pretty fair based on kind of how these two teams are trending. I'm going to go over to the other Monday Night Football game and take the Giants team total under 14.5. This Tommy DeVito stuff has been cute. It's been great the last couple of games. They've won their last two, but I think it ends tonight. Over those last two games, 27 of the Giants' 41 points have come off of turnovers. And since the Packers have kind of turned things up a notch, they haven't turned the ball over the last three games. Jordan Love, 8-0 touchdown to interception ratio. So I don't see them allowing New York too many extra opportunities. And this Packers pass rush is going to be an issue for DeVito and company, because DeVito's been sacked 15 times in his last two games. Giants have 69 sacks on the season, which is 11 more than the next closest team. So I think the Packers pass rush is going to just not allow the Giants to move the ball downfield, at least through the air. That leads, you know, Saquon Barkley to have to do everything. And as good as Saquon is, his numbers have been down lately. He only has one rushing touchdown on the season. So I don't think the Giants are scoring a whole lot tonight. It also kind of goes with the unders trends on primetime Monday Night Football games. So Giants team total under 14.5.
There you go. Absolutely love it. I am going to go to next week in the NFL. Last week, I was on the show 3 times, and I gave out 3 winners.
Ooh,
the
Bears +3.5. Nice. Yay, Matt. Very nice.
The Bears +3.5. I gave the Cowboys in a parlay with the Ravens money line, or you could take the Dolphins tonight, so that wouldn't have cashed. But, I mean, the Dolphins money line is – that's looking pretty good. And then I gave out the Bengals +1 on Friday. So all those cashed. Let's see if we can cash for this weekend coming up. I'm taking the Buffalo Bills on the money line against the Dallas Cowboys next week. I love this one because the Bills are starting to gain a bit of momentum now. They beat the Chiefs. They have 2 wins in a row here, and they're just a team that I think is undervalued at this point. And they're going up against a Cowboys team that has never been higher in the market. People are starting to love the Cowboys now. I know I have them as my Super Bowl pick, and I still love that. But this is the time, I think, to start to fade them a little bit here now that they're riding high after destroying the fraudulent Eagles. So I'm going to take the Buffalo Bills on the money line next week against the Cowboys. I got that at -126 over at FanDuel. So
nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bills kind of roll here, just like Matt is. Very nice. What a good week there. So get in on all of this and the Odds Boost +850 at Caesars, and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.